Well, we have 7 cellists that are here. 8 if we count their instructor. And they are all from the Center for Young Musicians, and they range in age, I believe, from 5 to 11. Anybody 11? You're 11? Anybody less than 5? So those are the age range. And they're going to play several songs, and then we'll talk with each of them. The first song needs no introduction. Wow, 32 strings across 8 cellos from the Center for Young Musicians. And that was Twinkle Variations in A. Their next selection is entitled French Folk Song. The Saturday Light Brigade, the Center for Young Musicians. And we'll talk more about the center and its programs in just a moment. If you are listening online right now or live on the radio, perhaps you're a family member that is beyond Pittsburgh, or perhaps you are just near the radio, if you would like to send a congratulatory message to any of the kids that are playing, you can do so by emailing slb@slbradio.org, or you can go to our website and use instant input by going to slbradio.org, and we'll pass that message along on your behalf. Now, the next selection of 3 that remain is called May Song.
Thank you.
nice variation of tempos and styles as the Center for Young Musicians Cello Ensemble continues. This next song that you are about to hear is called Long, Long Ago. Livy's Blues is going to be the next song. And everybody sounds really great. And generally, everybody's playing on all the songs you've heard. In some cases, kids who are still learning. Some of these songs are miming as they play, which is terrific. That's when you sort of play along. I do that sometimes, too, because I don't have a cello. You'll get to meet the seven kids that are performing this morning in just a moment, as well as their instructor. They are going to close with a song called Livy's Blues. Wonderfully done. Congratulations. There are lots of parents and family members that are in the next room that really enjoyed your performance. They're in behind soundproof glass, though, so you can't hear their applause. We're going to bring you over to our studio microphones in just a second, so you can have a chance to allow our listeners to hear your voices, and you will have a chance to hear from some great cellists. It's now 20 minutes after 10 at the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, I'm about to meet three of our players here this morning. Can everybody hear me okay? And I'm going to start with you. What's your name?
Corey.
Hi, Corey. How old are you?
It's Corey.
Oh, I'm sorry. How old are you?
Six.
And where do you go to school?
Montessori.
How nice to have you here. Pittsburgh Montessori? Is that the school you're in the Pittsburgh area? Or is it in a different area? Swickley? Well, it's nice to have you here. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Go ahead. Any family members or friends who might hear you on the radio?
My mom.
Well, very good. I know you like to play the cello. What else do you like to do? If you were going to stay inside today and just spend some time inside having fun, what do you think you would do?
Play the cello.
So you really love to play the cello. Well, I'm glad. When did you start taking lessons? Has it been a long time?
2 months.
Couple? 2 months? 2 years. That's what I thought you said. Well, you're very good. And it's very nice to meet you. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
Celia.
Can you say that a little louder?
Celia.
How old are you?
5.
Oh, this is Celia. And Celia, are you starting kindergarten or did you just finish?
I am starting.
So you're starting this fall. Are you excited?
Yeah.
I bet you are. Who would you like to say hello to that might be listening? Who brought you here today?
My mom.
Very good. And do you have any special hobbies or things you like to do when you're not playing the cello?
No.
Anything for fun? Not sure? You guys are all very serious musicians. Let's see if you're going to keep this up. What's your name? Andy, see if we can get that mic a little closer to Elliot so I can hear him a little better. Thank you. And thank you. Elliot, how old are you?
5.
And have you also been playing the cello for a long time? When did you start? How many years ago? Not sure, huh? 2 years ago? Who brought you here today, Elliot? And is there anybody you would like to say hi to that might be listening and tuned in right now? Well, it's nice to talk to you. And we have some additional kids. We're going to talk to some very serious 5-year-old musicians here this morning. And we're going to talk to some additional members of the cello ensemble coming up. And it's nice to talk with each of you. And these were our youngest members. You all did a really good job today. It's 25 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and we're going to make a quick changeover and talk to the next 3 musicians, I hope. If you want to talk, come on over so we can say hello to you and meet you. We'll also talk with Rowena about how the camps are going and get a little more information about what's happening at the Center for Young Musicians at its Wexford, Swickley, and Shadyside locations. And let's get you up a little closer to the microphone here. What's your name?
Colin.
Perfect. Colin, how old are you?
7.5.
Nice to have you tuned in. When's your birthday?
What day? October 15th.
So, yeah, that's about a perfect half, not too long from now. Where do you go to school?
Winchester Thurston.
Ah, and let's see, you're going to be going into third or fourth grade?
Second.
Yeah, I should have done that. I did my math wrong. Sorry about that. We head out to Winchester Thurston a lot. We like your school a great deal. Do you know Ms. Carrar, the librarian? Ms. Carrar? She's a good friend of ours in the library.
No, I don't think.
But you'll meet her soon. It might be that you just haven't met her yet. Would you like to say hi to anybody that brought you here or that might be listening at home?
My uncle.
Terrific. Is he here or is he at home?
He's at home.
Well, great. And what do you like to do in addition to playing the cello? Are there other activities you like or sports?
Read.
And have you read anything good lately?
Yes, the Peanuts comics.
Oh, are you reading books? That I used to read those, too, when I was about the same age. It's fun to read those, and sometimes they actually tell a story as you go from comic to comic. Can you tell me what's happening in one of them now? Do you remember?
Well, I'm on the one, like, about Snoopy. like that one, like the yellow one. I think it's just like about like how the person who wrote the book's life is about, because my dad told me that his life wasn't very good and Charlie Brown's life isn't very good.
Yeah. He was Charles Schulz, the cartoonist, was kind of a quiet guy, kind of like Charlie Brown. I have a question. We talked with Coley earlier. Where's Bob? Are you Bob? So, Bob, who's Noodle?
He's our dog.
Your dog. And who's, well, Daddy. I know you know who Daddy is, whose name is Brian. And Daddy and Noodle just sent us an email that says, sounds great, Bob and Coley and everybody here at the Center for Young Musicians. So, Bob, that was nice of your dad to write and send that message. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening right now?
Granny Annie.
Very nice. And how old are you, Bob?
8.
And where do you go to school?
Osborne Elementary.
Out in Quaker Valley School District, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you do anything else for fun besides playing the cello?
I play hockey.
Excellent. What do you like about playing hockey?
Playing goalie.
Oh, boy, that's a tough position. Do you have to suit up and wear a lot of protective equipment?
No.
Well, not yet, but soon, I'll bet. What's nice to talk to you. Let's see who we have sitting right next to you. What's your name?
Kazu.
Hello, Kazu. How old are you?
I am 10 years old right now.
Nice to speak with you. Where do you go to school?
I go to Marshall Elementary School.
Out in Wexford, right? So it's nice to meet you. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to everyone in my family.
That's a perfect way to do it. And it's always fun to figure out what people like to do in addition to playing cello. Do you have any hobbies or special interests?
I like to play soccer.
Excellent. Very good. It's nice to meet you. And then we're going to meet our last musician. And I can just say hello. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Annie.
Annie. And where do you go to school, Annie?
Rhema Christian.
And it's nice to have you here. Annie mentioned that we had a chance to see each other at the Pittsburgh International Folk Festival. Rhema goes there just about every year for the Around the World in a Day program. Did you enjoy that this year? And you've played cello for, you're the senior member of the ensemble, right? You're 11. So have you played since you were a little kid?
I think I played like for 6 years.
Oh, it's a long, long time. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I would like to say hi to my little cousin, Matt.
Hey, little cousin, Matt. And what do you like to do for fun?
Read Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, look at that. So you can read Peanuts, and you're reading Calvin and Hobbes. The two of you can read to each other, maybe, or share those things. Well, it's nice to talk to you, and congratulations. And Rowena, if you have a minute, come on up to one of these microphones here. So we can just say a quick hello to you, and congratulations on the ensemble's performance. Anything special going on at the Center for Young Musicians we should be aware of?
Well, we do have a summer performance coming up on July 13th at the Legacy Passavant Theater, and that will be a nice performance with faculty and students. And we also have a summer camp that we're holding this coming week in Wexford. And we've also just recently opened up a new facility in Sewickley. So if you have a chance, drop by our new building. It's gorgeous.
Great. And that is Rowena Gatana, right? And you can learn more if you go to youngmusicians.org. It's so nice to have all of you here. Anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say that they meant to say? Well, congratulations. Y'all did a great job. And coming up, you are going to get to hear South Park Children's Theater with some selections.